It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Are we talking about blueberries?
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
But I also want to tell a story. And here's the story. My dad, like many of your folk who got relatives here, many of you whose relatives did the same thing, who are, you're here, their relatives probably aren't.
Thank you, George. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's waste no time whatsoever. Get a win-win winner. Let's go to the lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Tanis.
Shannon, did you say?
No, Tanis. T-A-N-I-S.
Tanis.
Tanis.
What kind of name is Tanis?
Actually, it's a family name. It's American Indian. It means my daughter.
Up and out of Mar. This is Ernie K. Scar. Rockin'. Hey, Tanis, I got a prize for you. You ready?
Are you serious?
You're caller number 100. You get a pair of tickets to see Pearl Jam live at the Verizon Center Sunday night, June 22nd at 7:30. Tickets at LiveNation.com. You're going to see the show, okay, Tanis?
That is so cool. That makes up for my power still being out.
Oh, your power is still out. Ooh. Where are you calling from, Tanis?
Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon. Power is still out around a lot of the D.C. area due to those incredible storms we suffered through. Tanis, thanks so much for the call. We'll put you on hold here, okay?
Thank you so much.
The next voice you hear will be a wonderful man by the name of Joe Artinger, all right?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanis. Wasn't sure I heard it the right way the first time. Yeah. Tanis.
Never heard that name before.
Tony, how much power is that? Is a lot of people still suffering from that around the area?
A lot of people. This morning, you probably have numbers.
The latest I've heard is 80,000 in Virginia, 50,000 in Maryland, still without electricity, and some folks apparently not getting it back until, you'd hate this, Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh.
But here's the thing. Dominion, Virginia Power has been very upfront. We talked to them this morning on the air, and they said it's going to take a while. And part of the problem is they get in, and then they find their additional problems and what have you. So
one thing leads to another.
Could be Saturday morning.
Joe just wrote, ha-ha. I have no idea why. Do you have any idea why he had
about he has power?
About Tanis talking to a very nice man named Jordan.
Oh, of course. Well, he is a very nice man. I like him.
Be nice to him. He'll be nice to you.
I truly do. On the show today, we're going to be speaking with author Lynn Spencer. She has written a book called Touching History, and it's all about stories you might not be aware of post 9/11 and all of the things that went on. A lot of stuff that wasn't included in the report. I'm trying to think of what report it was. What the hell was the report about 9/11? There was a name for it, and now I've completely blocked it out.
The 9/11 Commission report.
It was the 9/11 Commission.
Yes.
It was the 9/11 Commission that gave the report. Mm-hmm. She says, you know, a lot of stuff was not reported, and she'll be talking about that. And also, later in the broadcast, we'll be playing Power of 10.
Yay!
And talking to a CEO of a company making inflatable cars.
They're trying to help us.
Because we get the A-listers on this show.
That's right.
That's how it works. If I want, I said to Beth Ann when I woke up Saturday morning. I don't want to talk to Bob Saget. I don't want to talk to Bill Maher.
No.
I want to talk to somebody that's got effing inflatable cars.
Will Charlie be here for that interview?
No, Charlie's still recovering, Buzz.
Right.
Charlie's still got that acid reflux on his throat.
Really?
So,
I thought
that
had been solved.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, there he is.
All right, now here's the first Buzz of the afternoon with Buzz Burbank.
The latest breaking news, a couple of key Air Force officials have been fired. Recent controversies, including the mistaken shipment of nuclear missile fuses to Taiwan, have led to the resignations of the Air Force Chief of Staff, General Michael Moseley, and Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn.
Well, do they think this was hinky?
No, they think it was sloppy. They think it was careless. These were supposed to be helicopter parts being shipped to Taiwan, and instead, we sent them nuclear fuses. Whoops!
Speaking of nuclear, have I gotten into Call of Duty? Oh, my God. The modern one, you know, where you're not killing Nazis, you're killing actually fighting terrorists.
Right.
Oh, boy.
That's a video game?
It's incredible.
Is it satisfying? Is it gratifying?
So incredible. I'm a sniper at one point, and this evil terrorist
always
is like,
a hero.
I know. Mirrors the man.
no doubt.
Why the violence?
I'm sitting there, and I'm a sniper. I like it. I'm like most boys in this country that like to play the game.
Like
I'm a sniper, and finally, this evil terrorist that's importing the nuclear bomb into the bad guy's country, and he's going to blow us all up.
Right.
And I've got a clear shot at him with my high powered rifle.
Right.
And just as I'm about to get the shot, and the guy gives me, we're clear. Take the shot. a helicopter flies and blocks my way.
Oh, no.
And it's literally like you're looking at a real helicopter. And it's like, he's got to get out of the way. And then he gets out of the way, and I get off the shot. Oh, I take him out.
He saved the world.
But then they discover where my position is.
Oh, they did, yes.
Excuse me. And they have to and they have to chase me and my partner. And we're all decked out in that sniper gear. You know when they wear the grass hat?
Right.
And it's just completely, they almost look like Cousin It.
Right.
They're those kind of snipers. Oh, this thing.
Didn't you say you were on top of a building?
I was, and then I have to run out of the building.
Why would you wear grass all over yourself?
Because
I can answer that. No,
can you?
No, it's camouflage, but not on top of a building.
Yeah.
Making a grass.
You should be
joke.
Wearing like a cement looking suit.
Excuse me, you don't need to answer. I'm going to answer the question.
No,
it's a legitimate answer. Before we got to the building, we are killing bad guys and we're sneaking through fields
in the jungle.
In the jungle, it's not the jungle.
Okay,
it's not the jungle.
Okay.
It's like Ukraine.
Ukraine.
No jungle.
Someplace like
Ukraine.
That. And so you're in the camouflage outfit, and then you get to the, I think it takes place in Chernobyl. I really think, because the whole area is, this is incredible.
Reactors.
It's a Call of Duty 4, right? That's what it is?
That's
not 5, 4.
That's the new one.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I just got all excited about
that.
It's
okay. Obviously.
Too bad about those Air Force guys.
I digress.
Their careers are over.
They're gone.
Yeah, but I enjoyed my video game.
They'll trouble us no further.
Really fun to play when you're angry.
Jennifer Flowers and Paula Jones have a new website.
Isn't it Jennifer?
Is it?
It looks like it.
Didn't she want to be called Jennifer Flowers?
Please, it's spelled Jennifer because it's spelled with a G, but I thought you pronounced it Jennifer.
It is Jennifer.
Yeah. It should be spelled S-L-U-T.
I don't know why you'd say that since they have a new website dedicated to the subject of Bill Clinton's thing.
Oh, come on.
Jennifer Flowers and Paula Jones working
together.
I like
it when you really get annoyed.
I like it.
That really does piss Tony off.
It's ridiculous.
Rightly so, Tony. Both women say they've seen the former president's private parts, but on their new website, Two Chicks Chatting, they each have a different take on it. One says it curves, one says it doesn't. They both agree it's not all that big. Are you back here again?
I have one word for that website.
Yes, Mr. President.
Magnificent.
You can listen in on their discussion for $1.99 for 4 minutes. Oh, how the fallen have fallen.
Wow.
Very exciting.
What, do they talk about it all day? You just plug in?
They have, like, I guess their little four-minute podcast you're basically paying for of the gals chatting.
Guy wants to say what this thing is that I'm wearing in Call of Duty.
No.
Alan from Virginia, what's that thing called that I'm wearing?
It's called a ghillie suit. Actually,
ghillie suit. It's a ghillie suit.
G-H-I-L-L-I-E.
Yeah. Were you a sniper in real life, Alan?
No, but I study them.
Oh, you study snipers.
They actually make them themselves.
Oh, that's snipers? Part of the deal when you're a sniper. You have to make your own ghillie suit?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's cool. Kind of just looks like you're a hairy monster.
I've made my own grass hat.
I'm sure you have. Thank you for calling, Alan.
No problem.
Well, I'll talk video games. Really, I know that some of the guys on this on this particular radio station are very into video games.
Very into.
But I have finally went back and revisited it, and it's amazing. It's amazingly realistic. It's very, very fun.
Exciting.
Has it taken you away from the online poker?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got tired of getting housed in that. I haven't made the plunge into real online poker with my own money, but this weekend may find me in a real legitimate poker room, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
Yeah, I'll talk about that later.
I look forward to it.
Me and the missus playing a little getaway. You occasionally like to...
Yes, I do. Yes,
like
I do.
Wager a little bit.
Yes, I do. I enjoy it.
The unknown parts of Tony Perkins. We might scratch at the underbelly and find out exactly... What makes the man?
But today. I never bet on news stories.
Scratching the lips. Listen to this.
I never bet on weather fronts.
Is there a better supporter anywhere? I don't think so. Today, kids, we learn about a rare condition called objectum sexual. It's something that makes a person want to have sex with inanimate objects.
That is, that's up your wheelhouse.
Now, it seems common for men, but apparently it's not limited to men.
Well, over the years, we've had hundreds of stories of things like that where they catch a guy. He's in the print shop, and he's, like, doing it with the printer.
Oh, we had a story last week about a guy making love to cars, for example. That would be an example. It's very common in men, I guess.
But actually, wouldn't it be more common in women?
I see where you're going with this,
maybe.
But they actually, because of their sexual attraction, fall in love with these objects, and they're not necessarily toys. Mm. For
what
example,
do you mean, fall in love, like have an emotional attachment?
Well, I'll give you an example. Erica Latour, a former U.S. soldier, just married the Eiffel Tower. After the ceremony, she moved back to San Francisco, where she used to have relationships with a bow and arrow.
And a
fence post.
Well, you're talking about something totally different. I thought this was just the gratification of using something with friction.
It does go, I don't know how.
The Eiffel Tower?
I don't know that she's acted out on any of these things.
Married the Eiffel Tower.
Doctors say she has a physical attraction.
Wait a minute.
You've got one.
You remember?
Yes.
Do you remember the listener?
Yes.
We had a listener of the Don and Mike show that used to call us.
Mm-hmm.
And she was she married to or in love? She was in love with our radio tower.
Your radio tower, exactly.
Really? At least she said that. Wait, is this BS, though? Are these people just making this stuff up to get attention?
No. Doctors say it exists. They admit it is extremely rare. Erica is only one of about 40 people in the world with
objectum sexual.
All of them, all 40 of the people in the world who have this, supposedly, are women.
I think you can actually overcome it by playing video games.
Now, would she have consummated the relationship with the Eiffel Tower?
This we don't know, and it did not say in the story, but she had a ceremony.
That would be excruciatingly painful.
That would not be good.
All of her friends were there, and she's now gotten over the bow and arrow on the fence post.
I'm sorry, she has been admitted to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Bonjour. Oh, me. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Splinters.
We are sorry the tower is closed today.
Buzz, I have opened up the floodgates. I apologize. Let's go to Bill in Sacramento. He wants to talk about Call of Duty. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, man?
All right. No, I wanted to mention the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg.
I think I don't think I saw that one. I know that was out recently in theaters.
Okay. In the very beginning of the movie, it's just like that part in Call of Duty.
Where he's wearing the ghillie suit?
He's in the ghillie suit. He's way up on a cliff. He's got the high-powered rifle. And the shots are amazing, but just thought I'd mention that. And in the game, he talks about the Coriolis effect, which I think has something to do with the curvature of the Earth because of a long distance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, as far as the traveling of the bullet and that type of thing?
Yeah.
Did he ever talk about objectum sexuale or whatever Buzz was talking about? Was that involved? Yeah, don't worry about that Bill. Bill, thank you for the call. Let's go to Dan. Sacramento seems to be ground zero for Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Does
that surprise you?
Spend a lot of time indoors.
Concerned. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Mikey.
Hi there.
You got to do the multiplayer.
I'm not going
not
to.
Long
no,
you
scary.
Get
not going
to
do
Let
it.
Let him work
no.
up to it.
Yeah. Not going to do it. No.
You will never play poker again. You will just play this hours and hours.
He'll
tonight.
Be drawn in.
All right. I will ask you a question about it. This does not mean that I'm any closer to doing it, but if I'm playing the game Call of Duty, okay, and I'm the British guy or the American guy, and I'm shooting at the terrorists, if you're playing multiplayer, do you come into the game and take on the role of a terrorist? Is that what happens?
Well, you got two sides. You got the Marine side, and then you got the terrorist side. So you'll be able to tell who's who.
But you can crawl into that game and, like, shoot at me, and I can shoot at you?
Yeah, it depends. If you're playing a death match, it's a free-for-all, and then you have a team one. And you'll like it if you pick a sniper rifle. You'll always have that silly ghillie suit on.
Silly ghillie
suit.
Dan, I appreciate the call. It's slightly tempting. It really is.
You'll be drawn in. That's my prediction. Eventually, you'll be drawn in.
One more call on this, and then we'll stop this. Tony, you're what is GTA 4, Tony?
GTA. It's not Tony. It's Tori, and I'm a girl.
Oh, you're a girl. I'm sorry.
You can be a girl named Tony.
You know what, Tori? I really should have worn my glasses today because I see it's not Joe's fault. It's mine. There it is. T-O-R-Y, Tori. Hello, Tori. What can we do for you?
Oh, no. I just wanted to let you know that you totally need to play GTA 4. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's that Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, who hasn't heard of that? That's supposed to be amazingly popular.
Oh, it's hilarious. You can pick up prostitutes in the new one. You can get drunk, and then it's really hard to
That's hilarious.
It's fun. Fun for the whole damn family.
That's right.
Who needs to do it for real when you can do it, in the...
No, the bad part is we did Midnight Madness for it, and you see mothers in line at Midnight Madness for, like, little, like, 10-year-olds.
See,
and,
that's crap. I mean, I think, you know, you should be at least 11 if you're going to play Call of Duty 4.
That's Tori, do you play it yourself?
Yes, I do. Me and my fiance sit and play it all the time.
Wow, because I typically don't think of women playing these games.
Oh, I'm a big gamer.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, what do you think of the Eiffel Tower?
Objectum sexuale. I find it a bit of a turn-on. That a woman is playing video games.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank
you. So do the other gamers, by the way.
Yeah. The other game. Well, look at the phones right now.
Most definitely.
It's a hot chick. She's playing GTA 4.
It's a girl.
And incidentally, you know how you know you're a gamer when you call Grand Theft Auto
GTA.
That's it. Tori, thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I want to say, I sent you a message a couple days ago, but I just started listening to your show. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to listen to you while you were on the Don and Mike show, but my fiance turned me on to you, and you are just awesome. Buzz, you're awesome. I love you guys. You guys make my afternoon go by so fast because I'm just cracking up the whole time.
Now, would you like to say hello to Tony Perkins?
This is Tony Perkins of Fox 5 Morning News.
He's on television, Tori.
Yeah, where are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Sacramento, unfortunately.
Did you ever watch Good Morning America?
No, my God.
You know what the sad thing is I'm a CBS girl. I love
Bye-bye, Tori. Thank you for the call.
There's the one.
There we go.
The one.
There's the one CBS viewer.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
More and more teenagers are taking more and more nude pictures of themselves and each other.
God.
And those pictures are turning up more and more on the internet.
Well, this is bad. This is very, very bad.
Well, sure, because it also means they're falling into the wrong hands.
Well, this is also, the mothers that are buying, for 8-year-olds, Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. That's where, that contributes to this crap, too.
That's how it starts, I
suppose. See how I even things out?
I do.
See, people don't realize that I'm a psycho.
And well-rounded at that.
Thank you very much.
Leave that out of it. Mm-hmm.
As one Associated Press writer points out, when a kid makes a dumb move today, it's recorded and published for the rest of their lives. School administrators in Santa Fe, Texas, had to confiscate dozens of cell phones from students after nude photos of two junior high girls started circulating. In Wisconsin, a 17-year-old boy is now a sex offender because he put his 16-year-old ex-girlfriend's picture up on the net. The girl had sent him the pictures.
Well, it's still being worked out, this wild, wild west that is the internet. I mean, really, and who knows when they're going to ever get a handle on it, whether they can regulate this stuff and put in laws like you would have in regular society. But right now, it is Dodge City.
Yes,
you can do anything, and you can, you can escape prosecution from anything. It's just the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, not everything, though. An electrician.
Well, they're getting some of the kiddie porn people,
oh,
right?
Yeah, they're absolutely getting it.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But not everybody is getting away with everything. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
An electrician in Canada, for example, is facing some serious charges after he wired the handles in his wife's shower to the electrical system.
Oh.
It shocked her, but it didn't kill her. And when she found the wires and went after him, he tried to choke her.
Wow.
A high speed.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes.
He wired
the house's electrical system to the hot and cold faucet handles in the shower that his wife uses.
Do you think he did a sloppy job and she noticed and didn't turn on the water?
She spotted the wires.
Well, yeah, what kind of job is that?
Yeah, he did a sloppy job.
That's a Canadian electrician, I guess. I don't know.
Honey, what are these? Well, I don't know.
Hey, there we go. I wanted to electrocute her when she got in the morning shower.
So she confronts. He tries to choke her. A high speed automobile chase ensues. The police get involved, and they're throwing the book at this 60-year-old electrician.
Whoa.
60. I wonder how many marriage years that was. I mean,
chasing who in the high-speed chase?
He must have gotten away, and they chased him.
I really don't know.
I know what happened. She discovers the wires attached to her shower.
Mm-hmm.
She calls the law. He sees the law. He knows that it's up. He runs out of the house. He gets in his car. They chase him. They hunt him down. Very, very
sounds
funny.
Mm-hmm.
I see a TV movie out of the whole thing. It'd be amazing. Absolutely amazing.
They say they will not be charging this man with attempted murder since the voltage wouldn't have been great enough to kill her.
Oh, that shouldn't matter.
It's Canadian electricity.
What kind of laws are those?
How come the voltage wouldn't kill her?
I know.
He said curiously.
I've held electrical wires before, household current, and unless it goes through your heart, which it actually has, I guess, in my case, it didn't really affect me.
Wait, hold on a second.
It makes your arms vibrate.
That was a throwaway comment. What do you mean? Electricity went through your heart? When?
I've worked on a live electricity before and stupidly allowed the electricity to pass from my left hand up through my chest down to my right hand.
Well, how do you know it went through your heart?
Well, it would have had to have, wouldn't it? Judging from the...
Depends on how big your heart is.
That's what makes a good story, though.
It's a huge, huge heart.
It makes a good story, though, when you're out trolling for poon.
Burbank is Iron Man.
Yes.
How's that working?
Not only do I deliver the news, but one time a voltage went through my heart. Okay, we got to wrap it up, Buzz, with the new format.
Let's do it here. Chop, chop. Coming up in your Hollywood Buzz, Hollywood and Oprah react to Obama's success. And in your final Buzz, an update on the Obama traffic jam. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. When we come back, we'll be talking with Lynn Spencer. She wrote the book about post 9/11, actually about what happened on 9/11. And we will also be taking your phone calls at 877-365-3636. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.